presentation is brought to you by Riverwalk Media.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, are we ready to get started? Yeah, okay, let's go ahead and get started on this. We have a lot of information to cover. My name is Blake Graham, and I have had the honor and privilege of working with the Dr. Wallach for 18 years. Now, before I got involved with longevity, I was actually in pre-med, and I was very surprised to learn that in pre-med, we have to study calculus, but we don't have to study nutrition. Okay? And I have no idea why they have calculus, and was very surprised they didn't have nutrition. We were told in 8 years of schooling, we'd expect one 30-minute lecture on nutrition with no tests. Well, I actually got involved with a nutritional company that was opening up in Japan, and I was translating for them. I came across nutrition. I was amazed to find that it's actually in the medical journals. Now, if you have a smartphone, anybody here with a smartphone? Okay. Now, Dr. Wallach recommends that you turn them off. I'm going to say you can keep it on, just put it on silent. But I'd like you to look up a website, if you would. I want you to understand that the amount of nutritional research in medical journals is outstandingly high. Go to www.pubmed.gov. It sounds like the bar where doctors go to drink. www.pubmed.gov. And this is the website that the U.S. government has used to index medical journals. And medical journals in the United States are considered privileged information. You have to pay for a subscription. You can't look it up on Yahoo, Google, or Bing. It doesn't index them. But this one website, it's called the National Medical Library, where the National Institute of Health has chosen certain medical journals, not every medical journal, and not veterinary in medicine, but certain medical journals that are... Certain medical journals that are indexed by the U.S. federal government. Go to that site, www.pubmed.gov, and put in the word selenium and put in cancer. Selenium and cancer. How many articles are there in medical journals indexed by the U.S. government on selenium and cancer? 4,000. 4,377 articles in medical journals on selenium and cancer. Chances are most MDs have not read those articles. You take off the word cancer because selenium can be used in many parts of the body. Dr. Wallach talks about selenium in the brain, the heart, the liver, the kidneys. Take off the word cancer and how many articles do we see on selenium there? 27,000. Now you really want to blow your mind. Type in the word antioxidant and see how many articles are in medical journals on antioxidants. What do we find? And for those that are just coming into the room, we do have seats over here in the middle section. If you have a seat by you, please raise your hand. We have a number of people in the hallways, a number of people standing by the doors. Please come in if you have seats by you. Okay. Come in. All right. Now you look up antioxidants. How many articles did we find on antioxidants? 429,000 articles. Now, from your opinion, from our opinion, we're not obviously trained scientists, but does that sound like a little or a lot? Sounds like a lot to me too, right? And I was just amazed it wasn't being used. And we know why it's not being used, because unfortunately, what is considered a traditional medicine that isn't very traditional, I'll leave that up to Dr. Glidden, has a lot of influence by the pharmaceutical companies. And when you look at the pharmaceutical companies, do they make more money when you're healthy or when you're sick? This is a big deal, folks. Do they make more money when you're healthy or you're sick? And if they make more money when you're sick, are they going to make more money if you're sick for a short period of time or a long period of time? And if you're sick for a long period of time, do they make more money if you decrease medication or increase medications? And the scary thing, do they make more money if there's fewer sick people or more sick people? Do you realize that pharmaceutical companies now are investing in the companies that make genetically modified food, that make chemical fertilizers, that make the food that unfortunately a lot of us are getting sick on? Okay? And it's a system that I believe as long as the companies that make money when we're sick are in charge of our health, we're not going to have a healthy society. Okay? That's like having a night watchman and only paying him when things get stolen. Okay. Now, people say, how do you know you have the best system of medicine? Has anybody ever asked you, how do you know longevity is the best, right? How do you know longevity is the best, right? Well, what is your standard for determining the best? Is it whichever company does the most advertisement on TV? Is that a good standard?
No.
Okay. Is it whatever has the most research? Now, this is good because you think research. Does that sound like a good standard? We just looked in the medical journals and we saw there are hundreds of thousands of articles, literally hundreds of thousands of articles on nutrition in medical journals. So if you want to compete on research, we could compete on research. But here's what I'd submit to you. In the last few months, I've actually had the opportunity since October to be in 7 different countries with my family. We've flown on a lot of airplanes. There's a lot of places people are excited for 90 for life. But one of those flights was a flight from Tokyo, Japan, over to Australia. And on the gate for the plane that goes to Australia, right next to that was a gate for the plane that goes to China. What would happen if I wanted to go to Australia, but I got on the plane for China? Where would I go? What if I really wanted to go to Australia, though? I was wearing an Australian baseball cap and reading an Australian guidebook, and I was positively encouraging myself. I want to go to Australia. I want to go to Australia. I want to go to Australia. But I'm on the plane for China. Where do I go?
China.
Okay, I say that to ask you this, or to say this. A lot of people in society today want to be healthy, but do the things that make them sick.